Today's daf is Yuma, daf Mem Tes, as we continue in Perek Hotziulo, in the fifth Perek, and we are in the sugyas of Avoda Bismol, Avoda with one's left hand. That was the question that was asked from Rav Sheshes yesterday. Halacha Bismol Mahu, can Halacha be done with the left hand? And the answer Rav Sheshes gave, well, our Mishnah says it's okay. Our Mishnah says that you can put the Ketores in the left hand. So the Gemara asks, why didn't he bring a better Raya? Why didn't he bring a one day a year Ketores Raya? Bring me a Raya from the Karban Tumen every day. Every day, certain limbs were taken up to the Mizbeach in the left hand. So Gemara says, no, because if I would have had that Raya, that would have been just an Avoda that's not Ma'akev the Kapara. But in Avodah, it's Ma'akev, like Torah, maybe you would have to do with your right hand. That's the Raya that was brought by Rav Sheshes. But I just wanted to mention one other point from yesterday's daf, and that is relating to the previous line. With the previous Abaya, the Gemara asks, if somebody is Mechashev, if somebody has an improper thought, Bechatayas Kechalim, in the taking out of the coals, we're talking about the Avodah the Torah. So Avodah the Torah, it started, if you remember, with the bringing of the Ketores, and the big first mishnah of our perek, Hotziulo, it's a kaf es ha-machta, they bring him a pile of Ketores, and the machta, he takes it, he does chafina, and also he gets coals with the machta, and then he's going to mix them together, as we'll see in the Kodesh Kadashim. So that avoda of chatoyas kechalim, is that a significant avoda, so that if I have a machshava ha-poseles in that avoda, it causes problems, or not? That was the Gemara's question. Chishev b'chatoyas kechalim mahu. Do we say the machshirei avoda, which it is, right? The chatoyas kecholam is a machshir; it's a preparatory stage. Is that considered an avoda, like the real avoda, kemitzvah dami olo? So the Gemara did not answer. If you remember, the Gemara said tekus. I mentioned the nitziv, just to go through the nitziv now. Yesterday I mentioned it quickly outside. The she'iltos in Kuf Samach Tes, Rav Achoy Gon, in his Minyan HaMitzvos, and he discusses in the end, in Parsha Zos HaBracha, She'ilta, de'mechayvin de'veis Yisrael, le'mevin metalalto mesava. Every Jew is obligated to build a sukkah and to sit in it. Le'mevin metalalto u'mesava. Shiva yomi, 7 days. Dechsiv, chaga sukkos ta'asa l'chos shivas yamim. Vechsiv, vasukos teishvu shivas yamim. Vekamu shiur de sukkah. How big? De'nafik bad inish yidei chovase. How big? Kol shem ha'chazek as rosh of ruba v'shulchano k'shera. As long as it can fit your body and your table, it is kasha. And Rebbe holds it has to be dalet al dalet. Dalet al dalet amos. That is the, and he goes into a couple of other halachas. Interesting, he only brings in very, very few halachas of it in Yanni Sukkah, but that's the one he brings in. Points out the nitziv. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. What does the nitziv say? The mitzvah is mechayvin beis Yisrael lemevin mitalalto meisava, to build a sukkah and to sit in it. Ask the nitziv, lechora pirish lemevin mitalalto haynu yeshiva. Okay, maybe it means yeshiva. Maybe it means sitting. But that's not what the nitziv says. The nitziv says lemevin mitalalto, to build a sukkah. So explains the nitziv, kashali lefaris bashbos lashon rabbeinu hachi. It's difficult for me to understand that that's what the nitziv really meant. So really, elanira lomon with lashon rabbeinu. Again, a well-known nitziv in world of nitzivs. The afalgav, the ikar mitzvah sukkah hua yeshiva. Even though the ikar mitzvah of sukkah is the building of the is the sitting in the sukkah, the ha'asiyah eina ela hachana. It's just preparatory. Mikol makom yesh ba mitzvah. Yesh ba mitzvah. There is a mitzvah in the preparatory stage. Why? Basher hachana zuk siva batora v'chashuva mishar hachanos de mitzvos she'enon ksuvin batora. If you have a hechsher mitzvah, a preparatory stage of the mitzvah that is written in the Torah, so then it has special significance in the world of hachanos. Ve'ena dome asiya sukkah v'ksiva tefillin u'mezuzah dechsiv uchesavtem u'shmiras matzah dechsiv u'shmartem es ha-matzos v'yachana de Shabbos, as it says, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, right? Even a pasuk in Yeshayo. Those are all not like la'agidas lulav v'tikun shofar v'chadome. Cutting the shofar off of the ram, there is a achana of the mitzvah. It's not ksuva b'Torah. Doesn't say in the Torah that you have to cut off. It just says blow shofar. So I understand you have to do the hachana. Or putting the lulav together and shaking it. It does not mention cutting off the esrog from the tree. Doesn't say that. You have to do it. But that's a hatcher mitzvah. She'ein ha'ksuva b'Torah. Sh'lo nizkara b'hu shumachana el ha'guf ha'mitzvah. That is the different, two different categories that Nisiv comes up with. And he says there are three or four nafkamina la'halacha in terms of these. The first one is a deek that he makes from a Gemara in Maseches Menachos, where the Gemara discusses there on Daf Mem Beis, do you ever make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah? Never make a bracha. The Gemara there quoted Rav Ada Bar Ahava, who used to make a bracha when he put the tzitzis on the baguette. Amazing. Now we say L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis, and we do the ties. Rav Ada Bar Ahava used to make a bracha when he used to tie the tzitzis onto the baguette. And the Gemara discusses, what, really? By everyone? What about tefillin? What about sukkah, where you don't make a bracha on their asiyah? And the Gemara says, L'maskana ein mevarchin ela asiyasa gemar mitzvah. So that's what we paskin. You only make a bracha on the final stage of a mitzvah. On wearing the tefillin, being koveya the mezuzah onto the wall, on learning Torah, not writing a Torah, on the final stage of all different mitzvahs. Says the Nitziv, why is it that the Gemara's only suggested ones that you'd make a bracha on are tefillin and sukkah, and the Gemara's talking about tzitzis? Why not all, there are many mitzvahs the Gemara could have suggested. The Gemara only suggested hechsher mitzvah ksuva b'Torahs, because that's the only havamina, that you'd make a bracha on those. Kamar Shalom, we don't. We don't, because some Amoraim do. The Yerushalmi says to make a bracha on building a sukkah. We don't paskin that way. But at least we can understand the Havamina that those are Heksher Mitzvahs. Ela vade lo ala ala das levarech ela alchana dexiva batorah. Kamo asiya tzitzis, vasulahem tzitzis, gedilam taz alacha. V'yavagav she'en ze ikur gemara mitzvah, v'kamakom acha dexiva balashen mitzvahs asay, sfir le dechayev levarech. And there are many other, he says, maybe marriage is a Heksher Mitzvah ksuva batorah. If you say Puravu is the mitzvah, and the marriage is Heksher Mitzvah ki ikach yeshisha. That's in Parshat Yisaitse, or other elements. But he says, this is Yesod Gadol. Other nafkamina is mitzvah bo yosimi b'shlucho. Does it matter if you do it or have your friend do it? So again, he says, maybe by Heksher Mitzvah ksuva batorah, there's a key for you to do it. Unlike Enoch ksuva batorah, is there's no reason for you to do it, just have a shliach do it. Do you apply the principle of Osek b'mitzvah pater min ha-mitzvah by hechsher mitzvah? So again, he says maybe only by ksuva b'Torah and not eating ksuva b'Torah. What about zrizim makdim on the mitzvahs? Right, all of these he discusses in this context, and he discusses at the end just one final point related. He says v'nira d'hainu d'tznan. This is also the pshat of the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Makis, which we all know. So he gave us a lot. Hashem chavez l'manzim ko. Ask the Nitziv. What's Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha Omer? What is he talking about? He's talking about real mitzvos? Chanina ben Akasha Omer. He's talking about actual mitzvos? If he's talking about the alguf mitzvos, I say velos, I say tamua. Hech efshar lomar. The ikar ha-mitzvos rak lezako, says Yisrael. Bo b'chol pratei v'diktukayim. Harein heima chuko shashamayim v'aretz omdim aleihem. What, the Torah was created before the world was created. Right, the Torah is the blueprint of the world. Hashem added on mitzvos to be mezake us? No. The mitzvos existed before we existed, before the world existed. The mitzvah of matzah existed before Pesach. All the mitzvahs existed. So what does he mean? He was marbe, here ba'alim to our mitzvahs. This was a unit, a perfect unit. He says, v'ikir lashon akas of yad l'torah, kasha lefarish, de godel eno shayach al adavar shu gadol, mishar ro'ilios. Right, yagdil torah, it's more than it's supposed to be. What, the Torah is bigger than it's supposed to be? No. The Torah is a perfect unit. There's not one iota extra or less. What does it mean? Yagdil Torah v'yadir. He made it bigger than it was supposed to be. Explains that it's Siv. No. The mitzvahs are the mitzvahs. Yagdil Torah means he made some heksher mitzvahs into mitzvahs by putting it into the Torah. That he didn't have to do. He didn't have to make heksher mitzvahs into mitzvahs. He created this category. That's what he means, says the Nitziv. Laharbo schar ulezakos Yisrael behachana ksuba b'Torah, which we would have done anyway. But he gave it. V'zeo ribui mitzvah she'en bo'em tachlus b'fnei atzvam. U'mishamachi e'nimna le'mitzvah saseh. El mikol makom higdil guf mitzvah saseh elu. B'hachanos haksuvos bohen. And then he continues, v'chulub. Anyway, why are we mentioning this? Because maybe that could relate to our question of chishe b'chatiyas gachalim, right? V'lokach has a machta gachleyesh, talks about taking the machla with coals in it, so that could be considered a heksher mitzvah k'suvah b'torah, and therefore, maybe that's a unique question, not the general heksher mitzvahs, and the Gemara ends up saying teku, but we mentioned that the Rambam paskins l'chumra, and the Mefarshim wonder where he gets it from. But the Rama paskins that heksher mitzvah kemitzvah here in this context, at least by chishe b'chatoyes kachala. Okay, let's continue though. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Next question, remember, Rav Sheshis has just answered that you're allowed to do the avodah b'smol, based on our Mishnah. So is that really true? Meisvei, asked the Gemara, zar, many psulim, zar, a non-kohen. Or we mentioned a couple of days ago, a zar might include anyone who is not a male circumcised Kohen. Meaning a Zohar might include women. A Zohar might include a Kohen who is an RL. Right? A Zohar just means a non-kosher serving Kohen. Zohar. Va'onein. Someone who is an owner of Chmodel Slan, lost one of his seven relatives. And he is not the Kohen Gadol, who is Makrav Ba'aninus. Va'onein. V'shikor. Somebody who is drunk. Does not say shasui, but shikor. Right? Somebody who's really drunk is, all these people are mechalal the avoda. Remember, there's even a shita in Meseches Tainus of Rebbe who says that bizvan hazeh kohanim should not drink. Should not drink wine. Meheri bana beisa mikdash. Maybe they're going to have to do the avoda today. Well, not today, because Mashiach can't come on a Friday according to one day in Meseches Ervin. But, you know, in general, you know, they can't drink wine. We discussed a couple days ago, should they grow their right thumbnail long in order to be ready to do Malika? So at least that's a day in Tainus. But a shikar cannot do the avoda. Ubalmum. And a balmum. All these people, if they are involved in Bik Kabbalah, Uba Holacha, Ubizrika, avoda 2, 3, and 4, not avoda number 1, that's Shchita, which is Kshira Bizar, and by the other Psulim. But if any of these other Psulim do the avoda, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zrika, Pasol, the avoda is Pasol, the Chen Yoshev, also if a Kohen does the avoda sitting down, that's also not allowed. Right, the Gemara Pasuk says, La Amod L'Shares, gotta do it standing up, the Chen Smol Pasol, and also with the left hand. Small as possible, says Mefurish. What's Rav Sheshis talking about? How could he quote a raya from our Mishnah? That small is okay. It says Mefurish in the Brisa that it's not allowed, so Tiyufta. So Tiyufta, no answer is brought, says the Gemara. But one second. Rav Sheshis himself knew this Brisa because he himself used it to ask on Rav Chista in another context. So how can we say that? We could ask on Rav Sheshis a Tiyufta. He himself used this. Where? And we'll get back to the previous line also. Let's just finish first. The Harav Sheshes Uda Osva. Rav Sheshes himself used the Brisa to ask. Darmali Rav Sheshes La Amore de Rav Chizda. Rav Sheshes asked the Amore, the speaker of Rav Chizda. We know all the Amoraim had, when they gave shir, they had an Amora who had a really loud voice, and they told the Amora what to say, and the Amora then said it out loud. So, the Rav Sheshes told the Amora of Rav Chizda, boy, my name is Rav Chizda, please ask Rav Chizda the following question. Holacha bizar mahu, what's the halacha if a zar does holacha? Right, does that work? Why? Because the Gemara discusses elsewhere that holacha is kind of an inferior type of avoda than the other avodas. Shchita you have to do. Kabbalah Saddam you have to do. Zrika Saddam you have to do. Halacha. Halacha is like in the middle. That's just kind of a transport. And really, theoretically, the Gemara says, you can get away without it. If I shecht to the carbon right next to the Mizbeach, then I don't even need halacha. So, is halacha a real bona fide avodas? This is a sugya Meseches Vachim, but that's what Rav Sheshes asked Rav Chizda here. Asked the Amoria Rav Chizda, is a czar allowed to do halacha? So Amalek Sheira, he says, yes. He's allowed to do it. Umikra misayeni in a pasuk, and Divrei Hayamim supports me. Why? The pasuk says this is talking about the Levim. The Levim doing the avoda, being involved with the Kohen and doing the avoda. Excuse me. Vayishchatu haPesach, they shechted the Pesach, talking about the Levim. Vayizraku haKohanim miyadam. And the Kohanim did the Zrika from their hands. V'halaviyim mafshitim. And the Leviim then skin the animal. So if you see that what's missing here, the Leviim do the Shchita and the Kohanim take it from their hands to do the Zrika. So it must be that it's in their hands what's right before Zrika. Halacha. So you see, the Kohanim are not doing the halacha. You see that the Levim are doing the halacha. So isn't that a raya? Answers Rav Chisda, umosiv Rav Sheshes, and then Rav Sheshes brought this brisa to ask on that. Zarva onin v'shikr u'balmum b'kabbala u'ba'olach u'bezrik apostle. So, you see, Rav Sheshes brought this as a kasha. So how could we say that, oh, we asked it as a tiyufta on him? V'chein yoshe v'chein small apostle. So the Gemara answers, basar d'shama hader osva. Yeah, he didn't know it at first. He was asked on it, he's like, whoa, okay, I guess the mashita is knocked out. And now, once he knew it, so now he could ask it on others. So, basar d'shama hader osva. Period. Ay v'har Rav Chisda kraka amar. So what do you do with the pasuk, though? The Brisa says you can't use a zar for halacha, but doesn't the pasuk sound like the Kohanim are taking it out of the Levium's hands? And isn't halacha done right before Zrika? Answers the Gemara, Da'avid Maisa Itztava. No, the Levium aren't really doing anything. You're right, it's being taken out of their hands, but they're just doing an act of a Itztava. An Itztava is like a platform, or a beam, not moving. What does that mean? The Levium are just standing there with their hands open. They're just holding. They're not moving. The Kohanim use them as a prop. Use them to hold the Dom while they get ready to be Zorekid, or maybe it's very busy there. That's what the context in Divrei Yamin was. It was extremely busy Erev Pesach, so they're using the Levium to help them out with the Zrikas Adam, but not the actual Zrika. They use them to hold the Dom while a Kohen gets ready to be Zorekid. That's Rashi's pshat, that the Levium don't move at all. That's what Maisa Itztava means. Ha-mekablin ha-yu moshivin es adam miyad ha-zarim. The mekablin, the Kohanim who are mekabal adam, put the dam in the hands of the zarim. The ein ha-zarim mekarvin oso letzad mizbeach klau. The zarim don't move. They don't go next to the mizbeach at all. That is Rashi's pshat. Elo moshivim adam al yadam kashal gabi Itztava. Just like you would put it on a bench, on a beam. So that's what they did. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he does not have as extreme a pshat. Rabbeinu Chananel here says, "Vayse itzva klomar kulam omed bishura." They were standing in line; their feet didn't move. That's what itzva means. Their feet didn't move, and they passed it one to the other. That's enough to be called itzva, because halacha shelo beregel lav halacha hi. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel, quoting a Gemara elsewhere. Kulam omed bishura zem moshe lazev zem moshe lazev v'halacha shelo beregel ki haygavna. Ain halacha bohen klal. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rashi, why they used them? Must be just they used them because they were busy. There was a lot of dam, and they just used it to hold for a minute until they did zrika. But according to Rashi, it's mashma that even hoshata would be a problem. Hoshata shlo beregel would be a problem. Again, that's a discussion elsewhere. But according to Rashi, it's clear that you couldn't even do that. Couldn't even do that. Hoshata shlo beregel.
Don't they have to stir vigorously to prevent krisha?
They have to stir to prevent krisha, I think, if it's an extended amount of time. Okay. Meaning the Kohen Gadol, when he shechted the par, he has to do the whole avodah of the Torah until they come back. So that's why you need krisha here. I don't know how long it was. It could have been for just a few seconds. If it was for a while, then you would have to do krisha, but that's for sure not an avodah either. That's just...
They could have been doing it,
but it's not... It doesn't say either way, but it could be that krisha was the stirring, the memaris was only done when it was a longer period of time. Okay, a couple of other points on the story. Number one is we're talking about smol, so we paskin that avoda b'smol is psula. I mentioned this before, but that's called a balmum in the Mishnah of Masechet Bechoros. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his sefer on Meseches Tfilin, he has a sefer on a couple of all of the Meseches Ketanos, Meseches Tzitzis, Tfilin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah. So there, on page Samach Zayin, he quotes, he wrote a little kutris, it's a four-page kutris on Iter, on lefties, where he goes through 88 halachos that righty-lefty issues come up. 88, and he decides, and he quotes, you know, is there a difference between a righty and a lefty in this context or not? And he splits them up into six categories. Six categories of halachos, where some change, some don't change. So, first category, which is Dover Pashut, he says, Dvar Matzluyim Bekoach. Something that's totally on Koach, so then you obviously, the lefty switches. a right, he goes by his right hand, because that's his stronger hand. Left, he goes by his left hand. So, for example, tefillin. Tefillin has to be put on the weaker hand. So, whichever one the weaker hand is, so that's the one that gets the tefillin. So, a right, he puts it on his left hand. A left, he puts it on his right hand. So, that how do you determine which is the stronger hand? Okay, that's a shaila about does writing have any significance in terms of activities, right? If your one arm is stronger, but you write with your other arm. So, that we mentioned is a four-way machlokas rishonim. What arm to put the tefillin on. But that is number one. And he quotes a Rai. He says, Dvar matzlin b'koch pshita, does linen basar didei, v'lo basar alma l'kuliyama. You don't say objectively, you go by his left hand. De iter hu lashon chulsha b'yemino. Because the word iter itself means weak in one's right hand. How do I know that? From the Targum in Shoftim, Gabi Ehud, right, who's the most famous lefty in Tanakh? Right, Ehud ben Gerai, right? He took the sword and the sheath in his other side. That's why they didn't check when he went to kill Eglon. Gabi Ehud, ish iter, gvar gamid yad yemino. That's the unculus. V'chein gabi b'nei binyamim, sheva meos ish iter, pirish kavats, osasum. His hand was shriveled up or small, chalash yad yemino, kibosh akazav rashi v'radak, v'zeatam hanachas tefillin, v'chulu, and others. That is category one. Category two. Dvarim shehemishum yamin hakadosh baruch hu. Right and left having to do with God's right side, so to speak. Even though God doesn't have a physical, but God's right. We do certain activities, certain maisim that have to do with God's right. So for example, tachnun, nefilas apayim, according to many, let's say one's not wearing tefillin, you do tachnun by mincha, we go down on our left side because it's opposite Hashem, we're facing Hashem, so to speak, and we're bending down to Hashem's right, which is chesed. And that's why we bend down on the right side. Or, according to most poskim, when you take three steps back, you go, Osa Shalom b'Braham off to the left side, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu to the right side, and then I'll call Yisrael in the middle. So that's, again, you do the left side first, even if you're a lefty, because it's to Hashem's right. The Mishnah Berurah screams at those who go, Osa Shalom, Hu Yasa Shalom, Aleinu, I'll call Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah says, you gotta put the comma after Aleinu. Before, right, you don't say, Osa Shalom b'Braham to the left, Hu Yasa Shalom Aleinu, to the right, and then the Alkal Yisrael Vimramain to the middle. Right? So not to put Aleinu with the previous words and not with the next words. So that's that. When you get an aliyah, he says, left first. Also, if it's alpisod, going to the right. So putting on right side begadim first, he says, even if you're a lefty. Or Netilas Yadayim in the morning, right? We go the right goes first. Ulis Uda Shito Yemin Tchila V'chulu. That is all regarding and blowing shofar from the right side of your mouth. All of these are Alpisod Alpiyamin Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So no difference righty lefty. Number three, he says Dvar Matzluyim Belev, something that's totally on the physical body of a person. It's something should be right. Something has to do with your windpipe or your heart. Right, Haseba. Haseba has to do with sakana, so you do the left side too. Right? Everybody leans to the left because that has to do with the physical makeup of a person. Pshita, same thing. Darizelo nishtana eslo. A lefty doesn't have his heart on the other side. Right, same side. Vizeo tam esheba bepesach. Vahatagado mesiv barosh. Shenila bismola, the Gemara in brachis, in terms of kavod of the right side, the left side, or yiter kriya, rachman l'slan. Somebody has to tear kriya on a loved one. So, a parent is on the left side, over the heart. Doesn't matter, righty, lefty. Fechulu, that's number three. Number four out of six. Dvar matluyim b'chashivus. Something that's totally on chashivus is given to the right side. So, here you say you have a machlokas. So, for example, machlokas, machaber and ramah. How does a lefty hold his lulav and esrog? So, machlokas, that he puts the lulav in the right, because lulav is the most chashiv. He says, that's a yesh machlokas, we've shown him whether you go by basar da'alma or basar didei. So, that's chashivus. Number five, dvarim sha'a Torah hitzricha beferush yamin. Items that the Torah requires yamin. That's tali, he quotes a machlokas, and this is important for us, between Rashi and others. Rashi says, Iter pasal avoda, this is Rashi in Bechoros, memhei, mishum she'ein lo yamin. He doesn't have a yamin, v'lakach, yish omrim dein yochol lachlots, v'yish medamen chalitza letfilin, v'yish omrim basa da'alma. That's a machlokas, drama tali, where the Torah, it's as if it says yamin beferish in the Torah. And number six, dvarim she'ein mishum, kol pinos sha'atapone elopone eladerach yamin. That also, he quotes, the Magen Avraham quotes that in certain contexts about going around the Bima, being makif a sefer, with the Sefer Torah, when the Kohanim turn around, when they duchin, Berchas Kohanim, so Kopina Shatapone, so that's also a discussion. Halakha Zeres Chanukah, when you start on the left and go to the right, right, all of those, Pashas also, the Iter Yad would go by Yamin Da Alma and not his Yamin. But that's classic of Chaim Kadievsky, categorizes all of these 88 areas of Halakha in terms of, there's two more. Dvarim hatluyim b'ha'omei negdo. One. And le'inyin, he has a separate category, kshiras haminolim. Right, tying your shoes. Okay, that doesn't fit into any other ones. So he has that separately. Right, it's totally on tefillin. Okay, but tefillin is totally on something else. Either way, he has all 88 halachas here. Feel free to look it up. He quotes some that are very unusual. You know, which side you start nursing on. Right, Savasar Yehuda HaChassid. Right, among others, most of the other ones are more well known than that. Okay, let's continue. So that's one. Number one, the other point to mention, and then we'll continue, is why didn't, in the story, Rav Sheshes just ask Rav Chisda Beferish? He has to ask his Amora. Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda were the same contemporaries. So why did Rav Sheshes go over to Rav Chisda? Says an unbelievable Ha'ar, the Sharm Sharm Balacha says, it's a Beforish Gemara in Erevin. So you gotta have shots on your fingertips. The Gemara in Erevin Samach Zion says that when Rav Sheshes and Rav Chisda met each other, it was a pretty scary experience. They were so in awe of each other that they each started shaking when they met each other. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, Kipagi Bahadadi, Rav Chisda Mirtin Sifvase, Mi Masnisa de Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda's lips started shaking from the amazing abilities of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes Mirta Kule Gufe, Mi Pilpul de Rav Chisda. And Rav Sheshes' whole body started convulsing from the unbelievable pilpul of Rav Chisda. So the Sharmas Yonel Balacha says he might not have wanted to have that experience at this moment. It could be that, you know, it was amazing. It was like they started shit when they met each other. They were like so in awe of each other, but lav dafka, they were always interested in having that. So says the Chashuke Chemed based on this. He says, what happens if you have a question for your Rebbe, but you're scared what the answer is going to be? Are you allowed to ask a Mishamish or a closer Talmud to ask the Rebbe? Or do you really have to ask the Rebbe because that's the Rebbe? For example, like the Rambam says, he says that the Rebbe is not allowed to get upset at his Talmidim. Not allowed to get upset unless he thinks his Talmidim aren't working hard enough. If he thinks that they're just slacking off, then he could feign anger or feign, you know, come on, you got to work harder. That's the only time. But what if, ask the Chashuke Chemed, you know, if somebody is, or not? So he says, I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, my brother-in-law, this question. He says, you got to ask the Rebbe. Don't worry about the charifus of the Rebbe. It's okay. It's good for you. It's good for you. The Rebbe gotta be necha roses maracha. Right? You gotta see the Rebbe. Okay. I guess it depends on context. You know the context. Okay. We continue. But that's why, amazing, that's why Rav Sheshes might not have asked Rav Chisda. He wasn't ready to have, you know, Re'idas kol haguf at that moment, whatever the context is. Could have also answered, you know, Rav Chisda wasn't around. You couldn't get to him. He's in the middle of shir. But either way, that's the amazing suggestion of the Sharm Sirena Balacha based on a Gemara in Erev in Samach Zayin. We continue. Says the Gemara, Bayer of Papa. Next questions. Rav Papa had a couple of questions here. Says Rav Papa, Chafan, back to Chafina questions. Chafan, Chafeiro, Benotato Chafna Mahu. Are you allowed to have a teamwork Chafina? A Kohen Gadol, maybe he's not so good with his hands. So he's going to have someone else do Chafina for him and then pour it into his hands. Is that allowed to be done? Does it have to be done by the Kohen Gadol? Is the act of Chafina, the Maisa Chafina, has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? Or is it good enough just to have his hands full? The Totsah of Chafina. That's the question. Do you need the Maisa or is the Totsah good enough? Male Chafnav Ba'inan Vahaika. You have Male Chafnav here. O Dilma Vilakach Vahavi Ba'inan Vahalek. Or he didn't do the act. So Teku, question is unanswered. Tosfos says here that this question is really building on the previous one. Right, the previous one that we had yesterday. Tosfos in Bayi says, it's an Imtin Salomar. Even if you want to say that if the Bein HaBeinayim, which was not answered, the flower between the hands is not good enough, but maybe here it would be good enough because the act of Chafina was done by somebody. It's better than Bein HaBeinayim. Or not. The Ritva says you don't have to say it's an Imtim Salomar. It's a separate, independent question, because you can say in either case. At least Bein HaBinayim was done by him, though, and not by somebody else. So there's something better and something worse about this question. It's a separate, independent question, which is not answered. Period. By Reb Shimon Levi, Chafan Vameis. What happens if the Kohen Gadol does Chafina and then Rachman al-Aslani dies? What can someone else use his Chafina? He died. Mistama what? What, he died and then it's still, his hands were still cupped as he dropped dead? So Rashi says no. He died and then he put it into the Kli. Right? That's what he does. He puts it into the Kaf after he does the Chafina. Right? So is that good enough? Right? Rashi says, Kohen Mashi Kohenis Lefnim B'Chafina Zushin Nasan Arishon Al-Tocha Kaf. So can he use that? Can he use the previous chafina? Am Rabbi Chanina, bo ure'e she'ela sarishonim. Rabbi Chanina says, wow, look at the question of the Rishonim. What does this sound like it means? It means that, even the earlier generations, you know, asked the same question. Rabbi Chanina, sounds like from the Gemara, was a younger generation, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was earlier. And Rabbi Chanina says, wow, we asked the same question that they did. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara has a 15-line Derech Agav side point. Lameimer, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kashis, really? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was an earlier generation, so that Rabbi Chanina says, wow, we asked the same question that he did. He asked that earlier, and we had the same question. That's not true. V'amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, li hiti Rabbi Chanina, lishtosh shechalayim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Chanina allowed me to drink shechalayim, some type of cress liquid, on Shabbos. And the Rai is going to be already from there. That he allowed me, and therefore what? Machlokas Rashi Rifa. Rashi says he called him Rebbe. If he called him Rebbe, it must be that Rabbi Chanina was from an earlier generation. The Rifa just says no. You could have called somebody younger Rebbe, but it's just that he gave him an answer to his psak. Mistama, he asked his Rebbe the question. Either way, Rabbi Chanina told me it's mutter. So the Gemara just wants, this is here, we talk about this for a minute. Lishtos pshita, what's the chiddush of being allowed to drink cress liquid on Shabbos? What's the potential issue? It's sometimes used as medical, therapeutic. And therefore we know there's a gzeira, Shabbos nun gimel, of shechika shamamanim. Gzeira of taking medicines on Shabbos, if somebody is not a chola she'ein bo sakana, we know the top two categories of cholim, you're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Chola she'ein bo sakana, you can even drive. You can do anything you want. A Jew could do a daraisa. But even a chola she'ein bo sakana, the next category, which is also called no felamita, if somebody can't stay at the Shabbos table, they have to be in bed, they have the flu, right? That's called a chola she'ein bo sakana. There, a Jew is allowed to do a drabanan, including taking medicine. But other than that, if somebody is less than that, they just have a little headache, so then a Jew is not allowed. We had a daf be'in shir about this a couple of months ago, regarding taking medicines on Shabbos. So, says the Gemara, so this is a chiddush that you're allowed to take this drink? Pshit, it's obvious. It's not. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, kol ochal ochlin adam l'refua, v'chol amashkin shos adam. Right, a person is allowed to eat or drink anything on Shabbos as long as it is ma'achol briyim, as it's called in that Mishnah. If I'm eating or drinking something that I'm taking for medicine, even though other people eat it as food, so that's mutter on Shabbos, even though if I'm taking it for medicine. Let's say I hated chicken soup, and I'm only eating the chicken soup because I have a cold. So it's mutter. So it doesn't matter that other people, doesn't matter that I'm taking it for medicine. It's because, any food. So this shechalayim has the status of machol briyim. Even healthy people drink it. That's where Moshe Feinstein's heter of vitamins on Shabbos. Says, what, are you going to take vitamins? He says, two reasons, leheter. Number one, they might be preventative. It's not called medicine unless it's fixing a problem, not preventing a problem. Number two, says Rav Moshe, people take vitamins if they're not sick. Right? Millions of people take vitamins. It's like, how can you call that refua? So he says, and he says, number three, they probably don't work. Right? They're just a placebo. People think that makes them feel good. But either way, for those three reasons, it's fine to take vitamins. So says the Gemara, Machol Briyim is mutter. So what was the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina? Ella, lishchok v'lishchos chalayim b'Shabbos. You're even allowed to grind up this cress on Shabbos in order to make it into medicine. So now we're getting somewhere serious. Really? Hey, chidami. What was the case that Rabbi Chanina allowed it? Idi ika sakanta. If there was a case of a chola she yesh bo sakana, his life was in danger. Mishra shari. That's obvious. It's mutter. You're allowed to do anything. Ve'ita leka sakanta meser aser. And if it's no sakana, then it's aser. You can't do it. You can't do a daraisa. You can't do tochein. The malacha of grinding daraisa. So what's the case? By the way, remember, this is all a side point. about, you know, who was it, an earlier generation. So La Olam says the Gemara Dika Sakanta. There was a Sakana. It was a Chola Sheyishbo Sakana. Vahachi Kaboyle. And this was the question that he asked him. It wasn't a Shabbos question. It was a medical question. Mi Masya Denecho Alayu Shabso Olo Masya. Does this work as a medicine or not? Does this work? Obviously, if it works, we're going to use it because it's a chol hashish basakana. V'lonecha alayu shabsa. Or it does it not work, and therefore we shouldn't be b'chal shabbos on it. So that was the question they asked Rabbi Chanina. Umayish Rabbi Chanina, why they ask him? We shouldn't have baki berfusu. He was an expert. He was an expert in medicines. He might have been a Rabbi Chanina, but he was an expert. Dom Rabbi Chanina, as we find elsewhere, Rabbi Chanina made the following medical statement. May olam lo sha'alani adam alakas pirda levana v'chaya. Nobody ever asked me about a bite of a white mule and they lived. We always die. A bite of a white mule is always fatal. So you see, he made this medical statement. The Gemara says, but one second, but it's wrong. We see people that live after the bite of a white mule. No, ema v'chayis doesn't mean and that they live or that they're healed. I mean, they're never healed. It'll affect them forever. Says the Gemara, no, we see that they are healed. So the Gemara says, final line, besumkin inhu, no, it's really talking about red mules. Sumkin, sumak. Right, sumkin inhu, v'chivran reish karayu kamrinan. The tips of their feet are white. So not white mules, it's red mules with white tips of feet. Those are the fatal ones they have to stay away from. Either way, that was what they asked Rabbi Chanina. But what do you see from the whole discussion? Mikol makom, but still you see, Shma minad Rabbi Chanina kashish. You see that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who asked this question to Rabbi Chanina. So, doesn't that prove that Rabbi Chanina is older? So how could Rabbi Chanina make the statement of, oh, I'm so excited that we asked the same question that the earlier generations asked, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asks? So Gemara says, Al-Hachi Kama. No, just the opposite. She'ela son, k'she'ela shel Rishonim. No, he's saying that the younger generations, he's earlier. He's saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, the younger generations are asking the same thing that we asked. But he is the older generation. That was his statement. Period. Stop there for a minute. There is a big discussion here about a shita of the Rashba. The Rashba has a shita in Hilchas Shabbos, which some of you might be aware of. And that is, we know, on Shabbos, the malacha of borer is mutter when you have three conditions. If you have ochel yad and la'alter, if it's good from the bad, and it's with my halachic hands, not with a borer instrument, and if I'm doing it for immediate consumption. The Rashba has a huge chiddush in a tshuva that not only does the heter of miyad apply to borer, but it also applies to tochein. Tochein miyad is also mutter. And all that we've shown him jump on the Rashba. What are you talking about? The Gemara says it by Borer. Shabbos Ayin Dalet. The Gemara says it by Borer. It doesn't say it by Tochein. Right? There's Shilti Giborim in the back. Masecha Shabbos. Daf Lamed Beis in the Daf Yerif. V'tamahani Alav. Kivan Shoa Iser Hu Mishum Tochein. Mali Tochein Lebo Bayo. Ola Alter. Ola Machar. V'chi Kol Malachos Kulon Shari Las Osan. V'ditzarech Laosa Malacha Laalter. Right, every malacha you're allowed to do just because it's for immediate usage, shiny borer. The Gemara says it by borer, and that's it. Ein lecha bo el chidusho. And therefore, that's the Rashba is giving pshat of a Gemara. There are other ways to read that Gemara. But that is the sheet of the Rashba. So, pashtus, we would say, it's just the Rashba, all the other Rishonim argue. But the Ramah quotes it. The Ramah quotes the Sefer of the Rashba. That's in Shulchan Aruch. That if it's tochein, miyad is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, according to the Magen Avraham, and others say, we should not rely on this lechatchila. Should not rely on this hadal chachila, meaning we should cut it into bigger pieces than we usually cut it into. We should do it as a shinui. Should not rely on this. But either way, it is a sheet of the Rashba quoted in the Ramah. Ask the Achronim, a number of Gemaras that seem to be against the Rashba. What about this one? What does it sound like? It sounds like they want to grind it up to use right now. The guy, person's sick. It's a chol hashish b'sakana. And the Gemara says, no, if it's not sakana, you can't. What do you mean you can't? According to the Rashba, it sounds like it's miyad. You should be able to grind it up right away. Right, from this Gemara. It's not mafurish, but it sounds like there is a tzorech miyad right now. According to the Rashba, why isn't it just mutter? The Gemara doesn't bring that factor in. So, says the Eglei Tal, to defend the Rashba, it must be, what's the svar of the Rashba? Why did the Rashba say it's mutter miyad? Because that's considered, just like borer, it's considered an extended maisa achila. Eat, just like we say you can't do a malacha in your mouth. When I chew, I'm not violating tochein. When my saliva mixes with the food, I'm not violating lush, kneading. When I take watermelon pits out of my mouth, it's not violating borer. It's impossible to do a malacha on Shabbos with your mouth. Why? Because that's called a maisa achila. That's not called a maisa malacha. So the question is, how far could we extend this? So for example, Moshe Feinstein has a heter called Yad L'Peh. And that is, let's say there's a piece of fish, let's say there's chicken, I want to feed chicken to a child, and he can't separate the bones and the, right before he eats it, if there's ain brera, there's no choice, you could separate it right before he eats it. If you need to, Yad L'Peh. So why? Because that's an extension of the Maisa Achila. Says the Egle Tal, that's exactly what's going on here. Why is Miyad Mutter? Because it's called an extension of the Maisa Achila. So says the Egle Tal, maybe that only applies to the Heter of the Rashi, only applies to food. That it could be called a Maisa Achila. But any other time, if you're not dealing with food, so for example, he quotes the Gemara in the first parak in Beitza, which discusses grinding up earth to use for the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam on Yontif. The Gemara doesn't say, it's going to be Mutter Miyad. Why not? Well, do Kotesh, first sugya in Beitza. Kotesh Litzarech, Sarach Kisui Hadam. It's Mutter Litzarech Miyad. The answer is no, because that's not creating food. Only creating food, it could be called a Maisa Achila. So says the Egle Tal in Meleches Tochein, maybe that's the same the idea here. Medicine is not food. And therefore, you're not going to have the Heter of Miyad. Elavada dein Heter hu hadel alter rak b'midi d'achila. Mishum d'kachu derech achila. V'derech achila eina derech melacha. V'memela b'samim ohadas v'hariach bahen dein amo bala alter. You don't have that Heter across the board. That's an important yisod of the Egle Tal explaining the Rashba. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Umi, we just quoted, we figured out that Rabbi Chanina was an earlier generation. Umi Amar Rabbi Chanina, Hachi, did Rabbi Chanina really say this? Meaning, did Rabbi Chanina really have the question that Rabbi Shua ben Levi had earlier, that if a Kohen Gadol does Chafin, what was the question we're dealing with? We got a little off track in the Gemara. The question is, if the Kohen Gadol does the Chafina and dies, can another Kohen Gadol just come and take his into the Kodesh Kadashim? So did Rabbi Chanina really have this suffix? Rabbi Chanina said as follows. Bipar, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, bipar, after having dealt with the par, and not just with the blood of the par. What does that mean? Rashi explains, we're going to have this on our base too. If the Kohen Gadol shechs the par, and then he dies, ein hamishamish tachtav nichnas ba'oso dam lefnim, he can't take that blood, el etzarech lohavi par acher, he's got to bring another par, and shecht it himself. That's the halacha. If the Kohen Gadol died, so he has to bring another par. Everybody has to have their own par. The kiva, and he has to shecht. Every Kohen Gadol has to shecht their own unique par. And since he has to have his own par, Rashi adds, so then, obviously, you have to do the chafina again. Because, remember, the shechita of the par happens first. Let's chazer. Let's review it for a minute. So the Kohen Gadol does the vidui on the par, time number one. He goes to do the hagrala by the seirim. He runs back to do the second vidui on that same par. He shechs the par, giving the blood over to the memares. Now he's doing the avoda of the ktores. And then he's going to go back and do the sprinklings of the par and the seir three times. So, but the chafin is done after the shechita. So if Rabbi Chanina requires every Kohen Gadol to have his own par, the chafin is done after that. Right, the seder is ma'akev by the avodos of pnim. So, what's his shaila? Of course, he says it's no good. V'yamar Rabbi Chanina, ketores shechafna kodem shechidas apar loss of loklum. If you do the chafina before the shechita of the par, it's no good. So, the fact that he says you're gonna have to have another shechita means he's gonna have to have another chafina. So, how could he even ask the question? So, achika amar. This is what we meant. Mida kami boile. From the fact that he asked, this is what his comment was. From the fact that other people, Rav Shua ben Levi, asked this question, ha michlal de kasavar bipar viafilo bedamo shalpar. It sounds like that they argue on me. It sounds like they don't have the drasha of bipar vilo bedamo shalpar. They have the drasha of bipar viafilo bedamo shalpar. Meaning a Kohen Gadol does not need his own shchitas par. He can use his friends. Because the question of chafina only gets off the ground if you hold this. If you could use your friend's par, so then there's a possibility of using his chafina. Ulamai de sfira lei, she'ela so, ke she'ela sarishonim. And according to that, you would say this is she'ela sarishonim. Meaning according to that opinion, which I don't hold like, you know, that you have this question. Okay, we worked it out, what Rabbi Hanina's comment was. Period. But Lamaisa my havi Allah. What's the halacha about Chafan Kohen Gadol v'meis? We never answered it. So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa says, well, it depends. This is the machlokas we alluded to once before already. Does the Kohen Gadol have to do another chafina inside the Kodesh Kadashim? Remember, he fills up his hands, he puts it into the kaf because impossible to carry everything in with his hands full. He brings the kaf inside. So now, what happens? He puts the machta, which he's holding in his right hand, he puts that down, and now he's going to have to do the chafina. Now, does he just take the ladle and pour it onto the machta? That would be simple. Or does he have to re-chofen it? He has to now take it back out of the kaf, into his hands, which that is, as we will say, that's the avodah kashya of a mikdash. Because you can't drop a drop. Right, you gotta ladle it back into your hands perfectly that amount and then put it on. So, and how is that, so to do that is also, how do you pour a ladle full into your hands and your hands are gonna be full by the time, so you have to use your underarm by pulling the handle and then turning it over very carefully with, one's, thumbs or teeth as we'll see. But either way, there's a machlokas whether one has to rechofen it inside. So Rav Papa says, ichofen chozer v'chozer, ichofen chozer v'chofen. If you have to do the chafina again, so then chavir nichnas b'chafinoso. Then I don't have a problem with the friend doing the chafina with his using the dead Kohen Gadol's chafina. So I'm a kind of chafina because the Maase is going to do it again anyway. Inside the Kodesh Kadashim. I ain chofin v'chozer v'chofin tibay l'cha. The only question is, according to the opinion that says, you don't do the chafina again. So you just did it the once, earlier, so is that once good enough for the new Kohen Gadol? That's Rav Papa. Amar le Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua le Rav Papa, ad Rav, no, just the opposite. I chofin v'chozer v'chofin, if you get to do it again, lo yikani sachar v'chafinaso. Then you cannot use your friend's chafina. Why? Why? Because do they have the same exact size hands? Right? So it's impossible. If you have to put it back into your hands, it's not going to work. The only possibility of question is, if you don't have to do it again, so maybe you could say, oh, it was already done, and I'm piggybacking on his chafina. Because after all, this is a general question. So you have to do chafina again. So the Gemara says, the question of chafan v'meis is talui on this other question, but machlokes, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rav Yeshua, in which direction? Which one? Tashma. So again, there's Tosfos here discusses whether he's going to have to do it again inside, but we'll continue now. But look at Tosfos. Tashma, but the Gemara says, Kachai Samidasa. Remember, our Mishnah had that extra phrase. This is its measurement. So my love, what does that extra phrase mean? Doesn't that mean kashem shemidasa mi bachutz kach midasa mi bifnim? Doesn't kachim midasa extra phrase mean you have to do the chafina inside? Meaning this is the measurement outside, this is the measurement inside. Lo, dilma shimrat alasad midosa. No, maybe it means that he can make a kli the size of a chofen. Or inami shloyachsam shloyosir. Or it tells you have to have that exact amount, no more, no less. Either way, just like the Gemara said earlier, at the beginning of the Perek, there's no raya of the accused of kli, there's no raya of chofin v'chozer v'chofin. But tashma, but this is a raya. Says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Ketzer Uosa, what does he do? This is clearly, Rashi explains, this Brisa is clearly describing the chafina inside. So you clearly see that there is a second chafina. Why? What do you do? Again, what's the problem? You have to fill your hands. The Kohen Gadol has to fill his hands with ketores all the way to the tippy top of his hands from the ladle. So how do you pour something that's full of ketores into your hands without dropping anything? It's like hard. So the Gemara describes that you're going to have to use your mouth or the underarm and like shimmy it a little bit in, get it sideways, get the ladle lined up with the hands, and then somehow carefully lean it over into the hands without dropping a drop, because there's a chi of misa in the hiding in the background. So kesa nevosa, ochet is a bazik barosh bats paosa. You take the bazik, you take the ladle with the tips of your fingers, v'yishem rabashinav, maybe your teeth, umala begozlo, ancha magasla menatzili yadav, you shimmy it up until it gets between your arms, v'chozer machzila tochafnav, and then you return it and you pour it into your the hands. If it's so, and then what? So that already is the raya, because you see the Bryce is describing a chafina lifnai v'lifnim. But the Gemara says, today is, how do you pour it onto the coals? The sovra kadeshe ashna shohelavo, the first day it says that you pour it in a pile.
onto the coals. Why? So that there's a delay. If you pour it onto the coals right away and you spread it out and there's a thin layer, the smoke is going to shoot up right away and it's going to damage, it's going to hurt the Kohen Gadol. If you put it in a little thicker pile, it's going to take a minute for the fire to get through. So that's why he's going to have a few seconds to back away. The Yeshomer, no, just the opposite. Mefazra. No, you want the Ashan to come right away. It's going to be, he'll be careful. He'll be careful. You have to spread it. But 2 days, whether you scatter it or you put it in one pile. Vizui avoda kasha shebemikdash. And this is avoda kasha. Right, same lines we had before. Zuhi vesulo, that's it. Va'ika malika, va'ika kmitza. What about malika? What about kmitza? Which kmitza? Kmitza of the hard menachas that you made the baked it earlier. So Ela Zuhi Avoda Kasha may avodas kadasha mikdash. It's one of the hard ones. But either way, what do you see from the Gemara? Shvamina, Chofin, Vachozer Vachofin, Shvamina. You see it's done again. The Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayah says, even though they're all avoda kashas, this is the hardest one. This is the hardest. This is kasha shebekasha. This is the hardest one to do. Tosva says that the connection between all three of these is that they're all a little painful. Little painful for the Kohen, right? To try to put it either in your teeth or in your arm and try to lead it over, it's somewhat painful. Malika, to try to hold the neck and to break it with the back of the neck with a fingernail is painful. And also to try to, the kmitza, to break those wafers, they're a little sharp at the edges. It's all a little painful, right? Relates to the Meshech Chachmas comment in Parshas Noach that a mitzvah can't be very, very painful. And that's why there can be a mitzvah peruvu on women, right? They have a motherly instinct to want to have children, but the Meshech Chachma in a classic piece, again, it's a larger piece, we don't have time to go into it now, says, why are, the Gemara has a Gzeiras HaKasev, why men have mitzvah peruvu and women not? Out of any mitzvah, the answer is no. There's a technicality. Hashem cannot command a mitzvah that is very painful, and he just adds there, dangerous. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot command that by definition. But he has to give them a motherly, he gives them a motherly instinct to parallel. But either way, a little bit painful. Like these are kmitzas, a little bit painful. But it's not mamish like childbirth. Okay, Ibailu, Dracha Dachi Noam. Ibailu, we'll take kmitza, we'll take these instead of, I think all men in history. Ibailu, Shachat Vameis Maoshi Kanis Acher Bedamo. This is what we asked before. The previous question. What happens if he shechs the par and then he dies? Can the new Kohen Gadol use his par? Mi amrinan bepar vafilu bedamo shapar. He can. O dilma bepar velo bedamo shapar. Machlokas. Rabbi Chanina amar bepar velo bedamo shapar. Reish Lakish amar bepar vafilu bedamo shapar. Rabbi Ami amar bepar velo bedamo shapar. Rabbi Yitzchak amar bepar. Or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha amar bepar vafilu bedamo shapar. Okay, machlokas. Eiser Rabbi Ami le Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Nimnin umoshchin yidei amimenu achi yishachei. By the current Pesach, we know you have to be appointed to the group before. So you have to be appointed before the Shechita. And you're allowed to change groups up until the Shechita. But once the Shechita occurs, you can no longer change groups. 1 second, the Im Isa, but if it's true that an animal, when a Torah uses the Lashon animal, it can even refer to a dead animal, like this says, par v'yafilu ba damoshal par. So here too, you should be able to pull your hand and switch groups even after the Karan Pesach has been shechted. The Im Isa, and if it's true that par even means damo shapar, ache yisrach mibayle, until the blood is sprinkled. Because it says se, so se should be even bedamo shal se. Answer, no shiny hasam, dechsiv mihiyos mi se, michiyuse de se. We darsh in the hey and the ches switch, as we allow to switch certain letters, it means while the se is still alive. That's why special din by Karen Pesach. Period. Masa Marzutra. Marzutra says, Ein Podin. What you're not allowed to use for Pidyon Peter Chamor. If a Jew has a donkey and he has to switch it with a seh, with a sheep and give the seh to the Kohen, he cannot use lo be'egel, he can't use a calf. Velo b'chaya, velo b'shchuta, can't use a shechted seh. Velo b'treifa, velo b'kelayim, velo b'koy, right, safichaya, safich behema, ela b'seh, you have to use a live seh. So again, it says seh, but according to one of the opinions here, it should be even shechted is good enough. Shani Asam, the olive sesame Pesach. No, Gzeiras Shava. You learn from Pesach, it has to be alive. Imala halan zachar tamu ben shana, afkan zachar tamu ben shana. So why don't you say all of the requirements of Pesach apply to Peter Chamor? Tamalomar tifte tifse riba. No, you include even non zachar tamim ben shana. E tifte tifte riba afilu kulonami. So why don't you include everything? Where it says imkain se mayahani lei. So what is the word se? Se comes to exclude, and the others come to right? Seth comes to include and the others come to exclude. So this is the balance, that it has to be a live Seth, but it doesn't have all the other requirements. Maybe tomorrow, Beth Hashem, we'll start with a discussion of Petach Hamar, a couple of important ha'aras about the mitzvah that we have mentioned, and Beth Hashem, then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.